Hey, what's up? This is Chris Gray, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina, champions of the world, and the nation will.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there was Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport. It's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Good evening, everybody. Tuesday, top of Tuesday here on ZFM Sport. The team is here. Chris Meadzi, Sean Tafirinyika. My name is Barry Menandi. On the home front today, Warriors coach Michael Nice is happy with how things are coming together in Cote d'Ivoire ahead of Zimbabwe's crucial 2026 World Cup qualifier against Benin on Friday.
We have a staple on a Tuesday. That's the Formula One report proudly brought to you by Zimoka, where Lando Norris says his dramatic retirement from the Dutch Grand Prix hurts in around the world in 60. We're going to have some updates from New Zealand, Australia, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as the United States.
In the beautiful game, we kick off in Mzansi, where Orlando Pirates have bounced back from a slow start to the season with three straight wins. And we'll also catch up with everything that happened on a chaotic deadline day as the transfer window slammed shut.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
Send us your messages 0772-168-045. That's our number right here in the studio, 0772-168-045. Straight after this, we are talking about our Warriors.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Yes, we enjoy playing that track because it means that our Warriors are going into camp and have an assignment. Now, Warriors coach Michael Nice is happy with how things are coming together in Cote d'Ivoire for Zimbabwe's crucial 2026 World Cup qualifier against Benin on Friday. Although Zimbabwe anchored the six-team Group C with only 4 points in six matches, a massive 9 behind leader South Africa, they still have a mathematical chance to win the pool and pick up the sole ticket available to play in the global fiesta to be jointly staged in the United States of America, Mexico, and Canada next year. Let's get an update from Warriors gaffer, coach Michael Nice.
Everything, the reasonable was good, and we arrived here also at a good hotel. I think we have nothing to complain, really not. I think we made the right choice where we stay. It's not too loud, it's not too crowded. It's a good quality hotel. It has a decent fitness, good fitness, basically. We can be happy. We will see the training ground later. the distances, which is also important, but two-thirds of the squad is there. Tomorrow the latest, tonight and tomorrow the latest arrive. It helps us really to settle in, you know, you're in a new environment, you want to check everything, you don't want the time pressure that everything straight has to go smooth, and this gives us an additional day. I'm very happy about that, actually.
The voice there of Warriors gaffer Michael Nees, and he's got his squad in camp. Just a recap of the squad that has assembled for these two qualifiers. The first one against Benin on Friday, and then the one against Rwanda next Tuesday. The squad is God Knows Murira, Walter Musona, Manuel Jalai, Terence Zukamanja, Martin Mapisa, Knowledge Musona, Timon Machope, Gerald Takwara, Tawanda Chirewa, Marvelous Nakamba, Washington Arubi, Elvis Chipezeze, Tando Ngwenya, Divine Lunga, Bill Antonio Tivonge, Brendan Galloway, Tawanda Mashanise, Munashe Garanganga, Tino Kaliwera, Prosper Padera, Teenage Hadebe, and Jordan Zemura. We understand that Jordan Zemura has joined the squad today. He was last to arrive, and so the full complement should now be in Cote d'Ivoire, or at least will be in Cote d'Ivoire as of this evening. It is a good squad. Lots of changes have taken place as a result of various snafus. Case in point, Marshall Manetti, but we knew about that. Yeah, he's suspended, and he's going to play the Rwanda game in South Africa. He'll join the team up in South Africa. Mm-hmm. But a few more changes than that.
Yeah, definitely. I think another snafu that we can talk about. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Sean Fusire, who is unable to join the team. There was just, they got to an impasse between himself and the association. So unfortunately, he won't be coming through. He's replaced by Reading's Tivonge Rushesha. And I think Tivonge Rushesha, just from what we're seeing on social media, is just slotted right in and is blending quite in with the boys. Happy to be there, happy to carry on. I do hope and believe that Michael Nees will possibly keep that door open. It's a hope from my end. I think we can still use his talent. Sean Fusire is still quite young, so maybe a bit of ill advice.
He put out a statement, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He put out a statement. Should I read part of it out?
Yeah, read bits and pieces.
Firstly, I would like to sincerely apologize to my coach, Michael Nees, to the team, and most importantly to our fans for the confusion around my attendance at this current camp, which unfortunately I will no longer be a part of. This is disappointing for me personally as a player. At the same time, as a professional, I acknowledge my part in the confusion that has taken place. This is not how I wished for things to unfold. I confirm that I have no issues at all with ZIFA, the team, or the country. I am very proud to be Zimbabwean. Then he goes into the details around you know, the financial implication, why it is that he required that first class flight. He cited issues around a previous injury, and therefore for the 11-hour flight, I think it's from the UK to South Africa, he wanted a first class seat. So possibly just to, you know, protect his legs, I suppose. So he does outline what the issues are and the logistics around that, right, and how everything panned out. Still a bit icky, because he's, at the end of the day, he's not going to be with the Warriors.
He's not,
And that's unfortunate. So hopefully that door remains open, and we'll be able to see some of his football in the future.
We did see him at COSAFA. He's a talent. I think he can do a job. But unfortunately, he hasn't joined this camp. Now, moving on from Sean Fusire, because in truth, he's already been replaced. Messages have already come in talking about the fact that...
Before we move on, can I just say something? Mm-hmm. I feel like...
You're holding the mic, okay? We weren't going to stop you, Sean.
I just want to say that when you talk about mentality and players who are willing to die for the badge...
When
you then have a statement of considering my previous injury history and the physical toll of cramped travel consideration. If I hear that as a coach, I'm never selecting you again, because you do not have the wherewithal and the fortitude to be willing to die for the badge.
In African football.
Yes, and you're still going on a plane, mind you. There are specifications, world standards, where airplane travel is not cramped at all. You're seeing a chicken box. Yeah, Zimbabwe. It's very different. So I don't buy this excuse from him, unfortunately. But this just seems like a personal preference. And for this to be the reason why he has chosen not to be with the Warriors, I find it very unfortunate. But at the same time, that's a mentality, that kind of mentality, that's not a person I'm trying to have go out and represent the nation where it's going to be really tight at AFCON.
Isn't that a little bit petty? Considering, first of all, we don't have a bags and bags of talent coming through the door. We're not England at the end of the day. One. Two, considering his age, this is possibly someone you want to take a look at continuously for years to come. And thirdly, I think just in issuing that statement, we get a bit more in the way of where the player is mentally. It's not that he doesn't want to play. I think they just weren't able to agree with Zifa, because there are other things that he outlines around allowances and possibly using that to, you know, get the first class flights and all of that. So for me, I wouldn't get there where I would say, you know, the door's shut. I wouldn't go there.
The challenge, and I think, let me read this message and then we can deal with it. Now, this one, you don't give us your name, but say, hi guys, did you say Sean was ill-advised? Yes, we did. I think he was just being professional and was just negotiating, not demanding. I blame the Zifa comms for all the mess. They were supposed to handle the matter better. There was no need to say he demanded. The challenge with this, and I've heard this narrative over and over again throughout the day, is that Zifa has come out and said demanded on the basis that initially it was a statement to say I need a business class. It was actually business class, clarified today. Business class seat right through the 40-hour trip. And the 40-hour trip is from England into Abidjan, Joburg, Harare. Okay, Joburg back to the UK. And that's the 40-hour swing. So it's not just one leg of the journey. He was coupling up everything, okay? Now, why I believe that the statement came out and said that he demanded, it was a case of him saying that I need a business class seat. Zifa said, oh, that's fine, you're welcome to, as long as you upgraded. No, okay, can you guys upgraded on my behalf? Then Zifa said, no, we were unable to do that. Then he said, okay, fine, upgrade the one, the leg from Joburg to London. He claims that there was no response, but there was a response, because ultimately when the response came, he made the decision not to come
not
for
to camp. Play, yeah.
So then it becomes a demand on the basis, because you're saying you're giving no room for negotiation. You're saying that if you don't do this, then I will not come. That's a demand. So that's why it's coming out as a demand. Number two, there's a lot of talk about berating Zifa. Zifa was fully honest and open with the player. Okay, around here. Now, let me also confirm, and this is me, it's subject to confirmation, but a little birdie has told me the likes of Marshall Munetsi, Marvelous Nakamba, Tino Kadewere fly business when they come for national team assignments. You know how they fly business?
They upgrade their own seats.
So this is not new. It's not novel. He's not saying or doing anything. He's not putting up trees, okay? But he's got to do it himself. And he was unwilling to do that, meaning that it is a demand. And I think what we ought to do is, I think, put a bit more pressure on our players to deliver for the country. I think that's extremely important. Because what happens is that the Zifa card that we keep playing, Zifa, becomes a get out of jail card for our players, and we'll never achieve anything if we continue to just say Zifa. At some point, these players have got to go onto that field, die for the country, and deliver for us. Yeah. At some point.
I think second is that you're contracted by Zifa to play for the national team, but first and foremost, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to represent that badge.
Yeah. there's messages streaming in. Another one here talks about the fact that he is owed previous allowances, and he states it in his statement. Okay, let's talk numbers. Okay, as far as I've understood, the amount owed by Zifa worked out to $1,000, okay, for his previous two caps that he earned. His upgrade was going to cost, I think it was $5,630.
Sure.
So already,
still,
the numbers are not numbering.
The math is not adding.
Also, there was a promise of payment upon arrival in camp of his previous hour, which will be paid. Everyone is getting. So, guys, let's. I think we need to try and like I say, put some pressure on our players. And I love the West Africans because they do this. Nigeria put pressure on their players and they said, you guys better pull the finger out and deliver for us, or else we're on you. Okay? I saw Ghana did the same thing. Not to great effect, but at least the end of their campaign was decent and they failed to qualify for AFCON. But at some point, these boys have got to deliver for the country. 0772-168-045. We've camped out on Sean Fusile a bit longer, longer than we expected. But I think that this group of players has a challenge, Sean, in the sense that our midfield is a challenge.
You see, but I'm seeing it as an opportunity, because this essentially works out in the sense that we still have a mathematical chance of qualifying for the World Cup. But I think at the back of their heads, they know that this is sort of an audition to be part of that final team that will represent the nation at the Africa Cup of Nations. Mm-hmm. So if you are Prosper Padera, if you are Tiwonge Rusesha, you're looking at this opportunity to stamp your authority where you know that, right, it's probably going to be Mashaw Munetsi, Marvelous Nakamba, and Indira Nomota, but they need depth in that position. You have to put your hand up. And these are the kind of games where you can show what you're capable of. So I think it's actually a really good opportunity that we get to see what they're capable of in a high-stakes encounter. So it works out well.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's as... The midfield situation is dire.
I think. There is an opportunity, Chris, but in your view, do you see, and knowing what you know of Michael Nees, do you see him changing his system? He loves to play that 4-2-3-1. We know that he's got Taimon Matshope in camp now. He's got Thando Ngwenya, who I think has a golden opportunity as well.
Yeah.
Those are going to be probably the selections for the one at the top. But it's a question of what he's going to do with that 2 and 3 in midfield. Do you see him changing his system?
I literally just got the heebie-jeebies imagining Gerard Taquara being in midfield, but go ahead, Chris.
I think, you know, what we've seen of Michael Nees is he's a steady hands guy. That's one. Doesn't like to change much of the squad in the way of us seeing a lot of youth, possibly. I think when his back is against the wall, and it is a lot of the time, especially now with these qualifiers, he's polishing up for AFCON, which is one. Two, he's not a guy who likes to experiment a lot.
Right.
He's not. And what we've seen is he's a next game coach. In this scenario, we might see one particular setup and a particular set of players. And if it doesn't work, we're going to see something different in Johannesburg that is going to possibly produce different results.
If
the initial iteration is different. So he knows how to tinker. But just from the selections, just from what we've seen, he's the steady hands guy, unfortunately. And I think even in our goalkeeper selection, we've seen it as well.
Yeah.
He prefers mature, older players. Is it the best way to go? We don't know at the moment. But what we do want is a positive result.
That's definitely the one
position. It's definitely not the best way to go, I'll tell you that.
In your humble opinion, Sean.
The one position that we know and can be sure that is definite and there will be no changes, Washington Arubi. He's going to be in there.
Yep.
In all likelihood, the left will be occupied by Divine Lunga and possibly with Jordan Zamora in front of him in the three and further up. On the right-hand side, likely, Munashe Garanganga. We've got Brendan Galloway in camp.
Yeah, you've got Jalai in camp.
You've got Jalai in camp. So it is a squad that's strong when you look at the options position by position.
It's going to be an interesting selection. I hope he goes Karanganga, Galloway, Jalai. Mm-hmm. And then Divine Long. I think those are our best defenders.
Right, right.
Based on current form and what we've seen when they've come to camp.
In the back four.
Which spot?
You said it's Jalai,
Lunga. Galloway.
Galloway.
Karanganga. Lunga.
Okay. Yes. All right.
That will be, I feel that's the best defense that
you
we have.
You will not leave out Takwara.
That's the thing, you won't leave out Takwara.
Yeah.
That's where my fear is, because from the eye test alone and what his recent performances in a Warriors jersey, I'm a bit concerned, and I think now might be the time to sort of have him start from the bench and see if we don't shape up well with those four at the back.
Yeah.
As far as the midfield is concerned, welcome back Marvelous Nakamba. I don't know why people are saying he hasn't been getting much game time at Luton Town. I thought he has.
No, he hasn't. I think he had a substitute appearance.
Okay. But he had a full preseason, did he not?
Yeah, he had a full preseason with Luton. I'm not sure whether he was with the group.
Oh.
So, marvelous to be seen.
To be seen.
To be seen. Hmm. So, and Sean went quiet. 0772-168-045. That's our number right here in the studio. Keep your messages streaming in. We covet your messages. And like you've heard, we read all messages regardless of what it is that you would like to talk about. 0772-168-045. Let's give you a local sports news roundup with Chris.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis.
Let's give you local sports news roundup. Starting off with
that?
Some cricket. We're giving a local sports news roundup. It's starting off with cricket. The Chevrons are looking beyond immediate results, with the players confident of reaping the rewards of playing against quality opposition. Zimbabwe in the middle of a limited over series against fourth-ranked Sri Lanka after playing test matches against world champion South Africa, second-ranked England, and the mighty New Zealand. Results have not been in their favour, losing against all quality opposition. Let's move quickly. Athletics news. The National Athletics Association of Zimbabwe is in high spirits as the country sends its largest team in two decades to the 2025 Tokyo World Athletics Championships, a feat in which the NAAZ has described a leap back onto the world stage. The talent-filled team consists of 8 athletes who are said to participate across different disciplines, namely sprints, hurdles, middle distance, marathon, and field events. Let's finish off with some netball news. The Gems made an emphatic return to the court with a 2-0 win over visiting a Kenyan national team in friendlies that ended at Queen Elizabeth Girls School in Harare. The game served as preparatory matches for the impending Celtic Cup and Africa Cup. Zimbabwe drew first blood, winning the first tie 54-28, and they followed that up with a 58-37 victory in the second and final encounter. The games, which drew large crowds, saw players like goal attacker Nicole Mzanena, goal defender Elizabeth Mushuri, and the returning wing defender Clarice Karamba. Isn't that your favorite? Is Kaya's your favorite? Mm-hmm. You had a favorite netball player. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Clarice Karamba? Mm-hmm. No? Mm-hmm. Who was it?
I don't know who it was.
You had a favorite. I'm going to think of it just now. The gym stand-in captain was shining bright.
We're turning up the beats.
I just need
your hit music station.
Let's go!
Your home for hit music. It's the from the front of the grid to the back of the net. It's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play.
From sunny Melbourne to the streets of Monaco, the deserts of Bahrain to the jungles of Brazil, get up to speed on the Formula One Report. The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
The new Haval H6 facelift is here, and it's more than just a car. It's a testament to intelligent design and powerful performance. This isn't just an upgrade. It's a complete reimagining of what a modern SUV should be.
The new H6 is now available with two superb engine options. That's the upgraded 2.0-litre turbo petrol engine, and it's a marvel of engineering. It's lighter, more refined, and delivers an impressive power. This translates to confident acceleration and a truly smooth drive, making every journey a pleasure.
For those who appreciate efficiency and cutting-edge technology, the new H6 HEV, that's hybrid electric vehicle, is a game changer. You'll notice the seamless power delivery and quick response from the moment you pull off, transforming your daily drive into a more rewarding and fuel-efficient experience. Stay tuned for more. All right, so Lando Norris says his dramatic retirement from the Dutch Grand Prix hurts as McLaren team principal Andrea Stella expressed his regret over Sunday's car failure. Norris reported an oil leak with just 8 laps to go in Zandvoort when running in second behind teammate Oscar Piastri, who won the race and quickly ground to a halt as his McLaren smoked away. Let's hear from Lando Norris.
I mean, like, the pace is there. I was quick today. I mean, it's impossible to overtake here. So, you know, a good race today, and all I was really hoping for was to probably stay within 5 seconds for the most part of the race. I was happy that I could stay within 1.5, 2 for the majority. I think it doesn't look it, but that's an impressive race around here from our side, with how much dirty air and you struggle with the tyres and tyre temperatures when following. So, you know, it was a positive race, but didn't mean anything. You know, I couldn't get past. Oscar drove a good race. He deserved it today. But just not my weekend. Unlucky yesterday with the fight for pole. Unlucky today. But that's life. So that's why I just take it on the chin and move on. See.
Lando Norris there. Efficiency hasn't been one of the things that we've had issues with McLaren on, but in this race, tragically, it came to bite Lando in the proverbial.
Unfortunate. I think when you're taking a look at the championship and just where they are this season, this is really, really unfortunate for Lando. I think he has done his part in terms of driving, in terms of whatever needed to be done this season. I don't think you can detract from his performance. But the car failure, unfortunately, is where we find the mishap. And I think every season McLaren has a thing. And this is the thing for McLaren this season.
Sean, show me someone who had Oscar Piastri on their bingo card for the championship for this year, and I'll show you a liar. Everyone thought it would be Lando. And it isn't.
My friend Rachel had Oscar Piastri.
Really?
Last season, yeah.
Do you owe Rachel money?
I think he does, because what?
Nobody's just had a phenomenal season. This is a guy who rose through the juniors, was mentored by Max Weber, and I think we'll look back at this race saying this is where now he put daylight between himself and Lando Norris. It actually kind of reminds me of 2016. Remember when Lewis had that power unit failure in Malaysia?
Right.
Nico Rosberg that just went on. But then my issue is, why is Lando Norris even in this position to begin with? Because he's had some performances where he's made a few mistakes
yeah.
And Oscar has capitalized and gone on to win the race. So yes, while this was unfortunate, he shouldn't have been in this position, and he was supposed to be the out and out number one driver. But the fact that we're already having the debate of, oh, who's better, Oscar or Lando, and Oscar just kept proving race after race, winning after that woeful performance at the beginning of the season in Australia, he's well worth, if he's going to win the championship, he just definitely deserves it.
100%.
Lando, better luck next time.
We all doubted on Lando in terms of his ability to keep a car on track and his ability not to make mistakes, and that's what cost him, I believe, this championship. And we say it as if the championship is over, but it's going to be a tough one for him to claw back. He needs Oscar to have some DNFs for him to get back into the championship.
It's strange seeing Max Verstappen in third over 100 points behind.
Yeah.
That's a crazy stat.
104 to be exact, because Oscar Piastri is sitting on 309 in second, 275 is Lando Norris, and then 205, 104 points behind the leader is Max Verstappen of Red Bull Racing. George Russell of Mercedes is in fourth, and in fifth, Charles Leclerc. Constructor standing look like this: McLaren, Ferrari, Mercedes, Red Bull and Williams are your top five. Formula One's European season concludes with the Italian Grand Prix this weekend.
Power is nothing without control, and the H6 facelift features a sophisticated 9-speed gearbox that ensures quicker throttle response and enhanced efficiency. Inside, the Haval H6 is designed to put intelligence at your fingertips. The new 14.6-inch touchscreen is sleeker and more intuitive, offering a seamless user experience.
Enjoy integrated voice command capabilities. You can control various features effortlessly, keeping your focus on the road. The thicker steering wheel provides a better grip, adding to the feeling of confident handling, while the wireless charging pad and full phone integration ensure you stay connected and powered up.
Do you prefer the thicker
Yes.
grip. Steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I found it really irritating.
It gives you a feeling of more control.
At least
me. It gives me more of a feeling of control.
And lastly, remember, every Haval model sold through Zumoco comes through with a 7-year, 200,000-kilometer factory warranty for long, long, long-term peace of mind. Get your new Haval H6 today with prices starting at $40,200 US and experience some of the best things Haval has to offer, but only through Zumoco.
Experience the all-new Haval H7. Contact Zumoco, the GWM experts, on inquiries@zumoco.co.zw and step into style. Comfort, amazing practical value with the all-new Haval H7. Now book an extensive vehicle viewing and presentation by sending an email on inquiries@zumoco.co.zw and experience the best of Haval and the Zumoco service difference. Zumoco, specialized service for special brands.
The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Hi, you're listening to ZFM Sport. My name's Graham Sharp, and I'm the first Zimbabwean to take on the Dakar Rally in a bike.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We're beginning in New Zealand, where the All Blacks are drawing on gold nuggets of wisdom from coaching guru Wayne Smith as they prepare for Saturday's heavyweight rugby championship clash against world champions South Africa at Eden Park. In Australia, cricket captain Pat Cummins has been ruled out of limited overs series against New Zealand and India with a back issue, but is expected to be fit for the Ashes against England. In the United Arab Emirates, ace spinner Rashid Khan became the highest wicket taker in T20 internationals as he helped Afghanistan beat the United Arab Emirates by 38 runs in Sharjah last night. And in the United States, where we touched down, Coco Gauff believes bitter times lay ahead despite a chastening loss to a resurgent Naomi Osaka in the fourth round of the US Open.
Banging the best music in the
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
All right. right, 0772-168-045. That's our number right here. If Felicitas Kangwa was Barry's favorite.
No, it wasn't Felicitas
Kangwa. That's Vengaita
Tsiliwa. It was Ursuland Love.
Ursuland Love, yes, it was.
It was.
Because, yes, I went to the Gems camp and she was a vibe in camp.
Really?
Yeah, she was a vibe. She was doing all the singing. She was full of jokes and whatnot. She was really cool. Yeah, okay. Yes.
So you Ursuland did have Love. A favorite, and I'm not crazy. Thank you.
Was indeed my favorite. If someone is ill-advised, he is ill-advised. Why can't we say it? Some may try to buttress this young boy. Honestly, he is not patriotic. No, take note. We're not saying he's not patriotic. He was just ill-advised. It was just him not necessarily looking at the big picture. It's not that he's not patriotic. I think he's fully patriotic. I think he can still play for the national team and probably will. But in this iteration, in this time, he could have chosen a different route, is all we are saying. All right, let's read more of your messages. Can we have a non-playing captain like golf? I think you mean tennis. Because Nakamba, I'm not sure. That's Arthur.
Sure.
All right. This one says, great info, great analysis, great delivery. Thanks so much. That's from Dean. Thanks, Dean. Thanks for getting in touch. Wishing our Warriors all the best. Make it a must to prepare for AFCON as the journey starts right now. That's Love Mokashao in KwaZana 1 in Harare. Yes, indeed. I don't think, guys, that we're going to realistically qualify for the World Cup. We're bottom of the group. There are lots of teams ahead of us. I think now is for us to prepare with fixtures that actually mean something for AFCON. We need to prepare for AFCON. Hi, guys. I think it's now time our coach has to give Tawanda Mashani and Tawanda Chirewa. They deserve starting spots in that lineup. Also, with the attacking depth in that squad, Jay-Z and Lunga are going to compete for that left back spot. Not trying to play Jay-Z on the wing. Anyways, Tongo Tibaya Wabaya, Kunewa Vanenge Vatambi Swavacho. That's Alan from Bikita. Sean, is Jay-Z left back or left attack? Discuss.
For me, left attack, because he's just shown his influence when he's in the final third. The crosses he's able to bring in. He also has a good shot on him. So I think I would like to see him on the left, have Tawanda on the right. That's Tawanda Maswanise, and then you have Tawanda Chirewa in the 10, right. And then Knowledge Musona as the number 9, and then you have got Marvelous Nakamba and possibly Prosper, but that's too much of a double D for me. They are both holding players, so I'd go maybe forward.
That's what your boss likes. George in Arlington Estate says this. Hi, guys. We'll miss Rino Mota. He's such a baller. Secondly, where is Prince Dube? Injured? No, he's not injured. He wasn't selected for this camp. Listen, I think it just shows the amount of depth that we have if we can leave out Prince Dube and still have a competitive squad.
Yeah, definitely. I think the days where we used to, you know, be string thin in terms of a squad, I think those days are behind us now. We may still have a little bit of PTSD, but I think we can realistically now be without a couple of players and the squad doesn't get shaky.
Yes. Okay, good evening to the best sports team in the country. I just have two questions. Why did the coach call up Nakamba, who hasn't played in a while, and why isn't there any Simba Bora players in the squad? That's Jay. I don't think that, well, to your last question first, I don't think the squad is selected on the basis of teams and their quotas, no. I think the squad is selected on what works best for the coach. And I think if Simba Bora was to contribute any player to the squad, it would probably have been Ishane Sumauchi, of which in that position Brendan Galloway is coming back from a long-term injury. So I think Brendan Galloway is actually ahead of Ishane Sumauchi. So that can be part of your answer. Why did he call up Marvelous Nakamba? Well, he's the captain. If he's fit and he's playing, he gets called up until there's a decision by the coach to change the captaincy. I think because he's captain, likelihood he if he's fit, he gets called up.
Yeah.
Sean?
Did I
misspeak?
No, that's it. And we just have to see how he does, really. He hasn't, as people are saying, he hasn't played in a while. So we just have to see where he's at. And, and these are the games before AFCON.
All right. Message just says the player, I assume you're talking about Sean Fusile, has the right to demand because he has a recurrent injury. Zifa Inez Kwereti, even Kuma retired players. Yes, indeed. I read posts talking about the fact that they are monies owed. Is it wrong for Sean to say, for my allowance, I'm owed, please use that to upgrade the business to business class? You crucify players for wanting better standards. You're the reason why we accept mediocrity on our football. We have no football stadium for years, poorly funded
league. Can I answer this one?
And you're okay with it.
Can I answer this one? Right. So when you're operating an entire football association, you have what is called precedence, and you have standards and system within which the procurement department works, right? So regardless of who the player is, there is a set standard in terms of what Zifa can realistically maintain in terms of travel, which is a standard economy class ticket, right? That is what the association can afford.
Yes.
We talked about the maths. If, by way of example, you are owed $1,000 and the upgrade is $5,000. The association cannot pay $5,000 for an upgrade. Can you make the request? Absolutely. But it is still within the purview of the association to take a look at what is realistic. And I think a lot of the times we may fault Zifa for standard operating procedure.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
There are set standards. And I wish the association, and we all do, we wish the association well, and for the association to be in a place where on a consistent basis they can afford to pay for business class flights for all players, which is what it needs to be. There cannot be any sort of way in the, you know, selective, you know, application of these things. Take for example the captain, Marvelous Nakamba, also has a leg injury, could also make the same request, but you know what he does? Just upgrades his flight.
Yeah.
So I think just for this situation, Zifa cannot set a standard that they can't maintain.
Yeah, 100%.
You can't introduce players and to things that you can't maintain.
Well answered, Chris. Well answered. I cannot add a single thing to what you have answered. I am instead going to add a paragraph underneath that and say this. Mike Madoda and myself traveled from the Africa Cup of Nations with, we flew through Johannesburg. We jumped onto a South African Airways flight. With what team? Bafana Bafana.
Oh, yeah.
Who came third at AFCON. Mike Madoda and I, due to our humble existence, were sitting in economy with Bafana Bafana,
who had come third
at AFCON. So don't talk about standards when you think that because you're flying someone economy, it's not a standard. Zifa actually, in this case, has shown that they have standards. And the standard is economy class ticket, which is standard across football associations, guys. Let's not pretend that players are being flown business class every day of the week. You know the person who was in business class was the coach, Hugo Bruce, and the president of the Football Association, Danny Jordan. Those were the two individuals from South Africa that were in business class in SAA, an airline that South Africa owns.
Salary English Championship by Spukwana ticket.
Guys, we're berating Zifaga ne Pasiripo. And he just made the wrong decision.
And by the way, we're the first to berate Zifa. when they mess up, we're the first to do it. But in this situation, I think Sean Fusile didn't make a good decision.
He didn't. The final point on Sean. Sean, I bet, wanted oysters and caviar for breakfast. This Sean boy, no, he's not in jail. He just had his contract cancelled. We in finance, any? it's the big defender. He had just signed a contract and then he was caught shoplifting and his contract was...
Which defender were you?
Okay,
let's skip over that.
I'll remember the name. If anyone remembers out there, just please let us know. There's a cricket message that I picked up, but I've lost it now. And we're running out of time because the producer is asking for me to wrap up. One more message about our Warriors. Hi, team. Michael Nees, 4231. Guys, mark my words. Bruce Innes, guys, the team looks good mostly. I feel this boy is ill-advised. There's no difference in the plane seating. Those are lies. That's a Quality Airways. I think he should be spoken to first and come to an understanding. Thanks so much for your message. All right, let's dive into the beautiful game.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport.
All right, so let's start in South Africa, since we spoke about South Africa just now. Orlando Pirates' continued progress up the Betway Premiership table brought a smile to coach Absalom Wadu's face as they romped to an easy 3-0 win away over bottom place Chipper United at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium this past Sunday. Pirates moved up from 9th spot to 5th as they won a third successive league game after calamitously losing their first two outings of Betway Premiership campaign. They finally seem to have got it onto an even keel. At one stage, we were afraid that Abdesalam Wadu was going to actually get a sack
in
no time, but he seems to have fixed it.
Yeah, definitely. And we need a fit and firing Orlando Pirates side. When you're taking a look at those, you know, quote unquote traditional sides in South African football, you want Orlando Pirates playing well. And I think last season they had managed to kind of get it together. And it would have been unfortunate, I think, to get into this season and then have a bit of a slump. So it's good to see that they're well on their way in terms of climbing up that table.
100%. Sean, you were afraid for Orlando Pirates to begin with. You thought that things weren't going the right way. And, the style of play wasn't working. It was working in fits and starts. The first 20 minutes of both their games were very good. But later on in games, it seemed to drop off. So your thoughts now?
No, I think it was a thing where we were a bit too harsh too soon, and it was the beginning of the season, and maybe they just needed a bit more time to sort of gel and figure the system out. And that's what time does, because now you see three wins in a row and no one is saying that, okay, fire the coach anymore. It's like, okay, we see the progress and where they are. But I have to say, on that, been very impressed by Kaizer Chiefs as well.
Yes.
Joined very. Top with is it Sekukuno? It's looking like it's shaping up to be a competitive season where Mamelodi Sundowns aren't just running away with it this season.
100%. And also, Kaizer Chiefs hasn't conceded a goal yet. They've scored 5, haven't conceded yet. So it looks like things are headed in the right. Shane Marodza was the player who was arrested for... Well, he was... his contract was cancelled for shoplifting signing a contract out in England. All right, so let's move on to transfer news. The transfer window slammed shut yesterday. The transfer window has slammed shut, and what a rollercoaster deadline day it was across Europe's top leagues, from last-minute medicals and dramatic U-turns to surprise sweeps that nobody saw coming. Clubs scrambled to strengthen, and players weighed life-changing moves right up to the buzzer. Key transfer deadline deals. Liverpool have completed the signing, finally, of Alexander Isak from Newcastle in a Premier League record transfer. This was a soap opera, Chris, that kept going.
Yeah, absolutely kept going. And right up until deadline day, it almost looked like they did it on purpose, I think, just for the drama and the intrigue. But really great that Liverpool managed to get the signing over the line, especially since they won the match for custody.
Yes, indeed. The custody battle. Isak, at long last, this message says, the English Premier League is something else this season. The competition is eye-watering. Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. Well, Mark Gaye, Sean, is expected to stay at Crystal Palace despite an agreement to take the defender to Liverpool being reached on deadline day and a medical being done. The England international completed at least part of a medical after a fee of £35 million was agreed between the clubs. Personal terms on a five-year contract to 2030 were also in place. And then Crystal Palace pulls out at the last minute.
They didn't get the replacement that they hoped that they would get, and then they decided to pull the plug on transfers. So we shouldn't be too harsh when players want out, because clubs can also do what they want.
Yes.
As was the case with Mark Gaye, because he definitely wanted to go to Liverpool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he wanted to compete for trophies. Not that Crystal Palace is not competing for trophies. They've won some, yeah. But they're going to be playing in the conference as opposed to the Champions League, where Liverpool will be playing. So Mark Gaye, my goodness. The good thing, and this message, there's a message that just come in. It says, shout out to Mark Gaye, a true professional, because he just went back and he's going to knuckle down and carry on. Hopefully in January.
We see that very rarely.
Football.
Very rarely.
Which is why I'm hoping Isak does how he did Newcastle Liverpool.
Sean. Manchester City are pleased to confirm the signing of Gianluigi Donnarumma from Paris Saint-Germain, and at the same time, they then also bade farewell.
I thought he was going to Man United. What happened?
I don't think United can sign Gianluigi Donnarumma.
So Man City have solved their goalkeeping conundrum?
Yeah.
Or have they?
Have they? Let's see. I think it's always tricky when players are leaving. For example, he's leaving PSG because, according to his coach, he doesn't play the way he wants him to play. So did he necessarily want to leave PSG? Probably not. Mm. It's a bit more of a push. So that may affect how it works for him at Manchester City. But look, what we know of Pep is that he will coach a player. Mm-hmm. Can take a very bang average player and turn him into a superstar. So it may work. I hope it does work. For Manchester City, because goalkeeping, I think, key department, and they were starting to look a bit concerning in the way of the discussion around the number one goalkeeper.
Belgian Sen Lamont has become Manchester United's latest goalkeeper, signing on deadline day, swapping Royal Antwerp for Old Trafford for a fee of €21 million plus €4 million in add-ons. Young keeper, hopefully he can fire from the start. Man United need him to.
I have no idea who he is, and that says a lot.
It could be a pleasant surprise for you. Well, after lengthy pursuit, Newcastle United have finally signed Johan Uwisa on a deal worth £55 million. So some of the Isak money went directly into Johan Uwisa with some change.
I think it's a good signing.
He signed from Brentford. Arsenal forward Reece Nelson has joined Brentford on a season-long loan. A man who could have played for Zimbabwe opted not to. Yeah. Aston Villa have completed a deadline day deal for Liverpool midfielder Harvey Elliott on loan, with an obligation to make the transfer permanent. Good signing for Aston Villa. And then Nottingham Forest have completed a deadline day deal for Arsenal fullback Oleksandr Zinchenko. I think he's done himself a power of good. He's going to get regular football, and I think he needs it. Good player, I think.
Yeah, I think there's still a good player in there. But when Arteta's system shifted, unfortunately, he became surplus to requirements, especially with the depth that Arsenal now have in that position. So
said with a smirk on your face.
Just stating fact.
Very naughty one, I must say.
We gotta go. We'll catch you tomorrow. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manandi, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.